Blog Talk Radio.
How would I treat myself if I thought I was sacred? How would I love myself if nothing was wrong? I'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. How would you treat yourself if you thought you were sacred? How would you love yourself if nothing was wrong? You'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. You are sacred. You are
Cynthia Fontaine, and you were just listening to You Are Sacred by Muriel. I always like to thank the people who allow me to use their beautiful music. And for those of you who have heard my show before, especially in the last month and a half or so, you know that song means a great deal to me, as it came across my Facebook page within a couple of days of my brother's passing. And funny thing happened, and I think I probably shared this with you before, was that I must have played the song 100 times in the matter of 3 days, thinking about my brother and wishing that somehow he knew how sacred he was. Not only to me, but just because he had chosen to incarnate in a human body, and that he was divinely sacred. And anyway, after a couple of days of listening to this song over and over again, I couldn't play the song any longer, not because I didn't want to, but because the song wouldn't play. It wouldn't play on YouTube. It wouldn't play in my iTunes. It wouldn't play from my Facebook link. and it would not play from the download directly from Uriel's website. So that was my brother's way of letting me know, all right, that's enough of that. Time to move on to something else. And he has shown me in so many amazing ways since he's passed 6 weeks ago that he's so around. And, I love him dearly for that. I loved him dearly when he was here. And this brings us to the topic tonight of the greatness is in you. And do you know, do you recognize that you are sacred and that the greatness of the entire universe is within you? Now, if you would like to call in tonight, my guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. I would be happy and honored to take your calls, and I would love to hear from you. I am also live in the chat room, so if you would like to pop into the chat room and say hi, that would be great too. So again, I welcome you all. And whether you're listening live here October 10th, 2013, or you listen to the replay, know that the energy of the call is in the moment, and the energy is as vibrant and fresh the time you're listening to it as the time the show is broadcast. And the more people who listen to the show, the higher the vibration gets every time someone listens to the show. So I would like to thank and honor each and every one of you who take the time out of your busy life to listen to my show, Transforming Your Life. So do you know the greatness is in you? I didn't know the greatness was in me for a long, long time. I grew up in a family that was, you could say, pretty dysfunctional. And for generations and generations, the family that I chose to spend this life with was a family of critical parenters, critical thinkers, and they were pretty harsh in a lot of ways. So I didn't know I was sacred. I didn't know I was great. Somehow, when I was young, I knew, and I think we all know when we're young, when we come to this planet, that we come from the divine and that we all have the spark of the divine in us, whether you call it God or Buddha or creator, it doesn't matter. We all come from the same idea, the same fabric, the same energy. And we are all connected as one. And when, you do something to another, you do it to yourself. And that's very, very true. So let's talk about the greatness in you. I had the most fabulous day today. It's funny, I never used to have a problem snoring. And the last few years, since I've had allergies and I have a deviated septum from having a tickle festival with my son one day, getting clonked in the nose, I snore now. Never did in my whole life. And so my partner slept on the couch for most of the night last night, which always makes me a little sad because, I just like the closeness of having him with me. And anyway, so apparently I was snoring so loud that I was shaking the glassware across the house in the living room. So I do have a doctor's appointment next week to try to get to the bottom of this. But just the same, he was just so happy to have me there. even though he slept on the couch because I was snoring too loudly and was keeping him awake, it's just such a nice way to wake up in the morning. I felt badly, but he was just so easygoing about it. It's really amazing. I love that part about him. And anyway, so my day started off really great, and it just got better. I spent time this morning working on my show, as I always do, and checking the astrology for the week and that sort of stuff, and walking my brother's dog, who lives with me now, Alice, who is really a character. And I have to say, she's been really a huge blessing for all of us. She's really helped, helped to bring a little happiness, sunshine into our lives. So again, my day just got better and better. And I spent the afternoon with some very dear friends whom I haven't seen in a couple of years. They moved away from my area and have been traveling a lot and have had different challenges, and had the fortunate blessing of being able to spend the afternoon with them today. And a couple of gems that I came away with this afternoon from my friends Ellen and Helen. So if you're listening, Ellen and Helen, I want to say, hey, I love you guys. Thank you so much for a fabulous afternoon and taking time out of your life to come and see me. And for these gems that came out of the day. I always come away with gems. It's just such an amazing thing. And if you get in the habit of looking for a gem in every situation, I promise you, you will find it. You will find one, if not multiple gems. So one of the gems that I came away with today was, it's a blessing and hold on. I have to look it up. My friend Ellen wrote it down for me because I kept messing up how to say it. It's a blessing, not a blessing or a blessing. A blessing. And a blessing is being blessed and lessons together. So blessings. So how cool is that? So that is my gem from my dear friend Ellen, one of them. L's gem, blessing. So when you come away with a blessing out of the lesson, there's the gem. And every hardship that we go through is a window of opportunity, or a window for us to be able to be broken wide open and to come out shining. So think about, I'd really like you to think about a couple of things this week. And you can actually carry this on. Think about it, for the next month, really, or even longer, if you find that you keep having more questions or answer the question differently. Many of us have altars of some type or another. We have some type of perhaps saint or deity that we might look up to for assistance. And we may have a special place, or we may have special rocks that we collect, or any little sort of things that we have in a place of honor. I have many Native American fans, feathers for rituals, sacred rituals. And I have a lovely rattle who my dear friend Ronnie made for me with sacred wood and silver and she molded and hand-casted the entire rattle. And I have things that were my grandmother's. She was very religious and in the Catholic religion and saints and things like that. And I have an Indian chief, and I have Buddhas and Kuan Yins, and I have all sorts of things on my altar. And I actually have a couple of altars. I have an altar now for my brother, which has things that he had given me on the altar. And it also has a Christmas present that I gave him many, many years ago that he gave back to me about a month before he passed away. And it's got a great picture of him with his grandson that I had taken at James's birthday party at the beginning of August. So I have a number of altars around the house. One thing I noticed I do not have on my altar is a picture of myself. Now, you may all be saying, oh my God, a picture of myself on my altar in my sacred space? That just doesn't seem right. Well, let me ask you, if you are part of all creation and part of the divine, part of a friendly and loving universe, then wouldn't you deserve a place on your altar? That's pretty big. It's big for me to think about, and I'm sure it could be big for everyone who's listening out there. You know, I have pictures of Thich Nhat Hanh, who I've had the pleasure of spending some time with in meditation and in workshop. I have pictures of the Dalai Lama and pictures of my mentors and teachers. But I don't have a picture of myself on my altar. And just recently, I actually had professional pictures taken for my website for the first time in my life, and I have pictures on my wall of me in the office, which I thought, oh my goodness, should I hang pictures of myself up? That's kind of stuck up, or, you know, conceited is what I was thinking. But, you know, I actually like having the photographs in my office. The photo shoot was a lot of fun. And I've been working with Colette Baron Reed and her coaches the last year and a half with the Weight Loss Who Feels Too Much, for People Who Feel Too Much program. And I like the way I look in the pictures. And, you know, not in a conceited way, but I'm really happy with the way my body looks right now. You know, I tend to be a bigger girl, and always have been. And even when I was in high school, though I was much thinner, you know, you could see all my bones because I'm big boned. So when I'm thin, you could see my hip bones stick out. And anyway, you guys don't need to know that story. But so I like having the pictures of myself in my office. And my brother's little altar is actually here as well. So in a sense, I guess, I do have pictures of me in an altar space now, and it feels really good. Really, when we stop and think about it, don't you deserve to be there? Now, I know that some of you out there listening are probably thinking, oh, but I'm not that good of a person. I've done this wrong, or I've made that mistake, and the list could go on and on and on. And I have done that myself. And thankfully, through divine intervention and synchronicity, I have had the blessing of having fabulous, fabulous people in my life and fabulous coaches and teachers and mentors. And especially most recently, and you guys have heard me talk about this if you've listened to the show the last couple of weeks, about changing perspective. And when you shift perspective, even slightly, about something that you feel that you did wrong, made a mistake, could have done something better, you could very likely to find that when you shift the perspective, the whole situation changes. And it can turn from something that you've been beating yourself up for 30 years or less or more, and now you say, oh my gosh, had I not made that choice, which at the time you could have thought was, it turned out to be a negative or bad choice, then a whole number of other things wouldn't have happened, which could have been made your life go in a significantly different direction. And so now, so many years later, I'm so thankful that so many things in my life happened the way they did, even if I thought they were bad or wrong or I made bad choices, because it's brought me to the point where I am in my life. And it's really given me the opportunity to once again know what I knew when I was a child and know that I really am sacred and the greatness really is in me. And when I say that the greatness is in you, your greatness may be just to raise your family and be inside your home. Your greatness may be to be on in front of a stage of thousands of people. Your greatness may be that you're the best auto mechanic in the world. Or it may just be that you're a kind, loving person to people that you meet. You know, Mother Teresa said that, I'm trying to think of how she put it. It went something like, somebody had said something about how great she was, and she said, no, I don't do great things. I just do small things with a great heart. So the smallest things can make a difference in somebody's life. Charlie Tremendous Jones is a motivational speaker, and some of you may be familiar with him. And if you're not, I highly recommend you look up Charlie Tremendous Jones. He gives a hug to every single one of the people who attend his seminars. And at one seminar, he was hugging everybody who came to see him. And this one man was in his 80s, was in a wheelchair. Charlie Tremendous Jones bent down to get to his level in the wheelchair and gave him a really great hug. And the man started crying. And, you know, Charlie asked him, well, you know, why are you crying? And he said, I'm in my 80s, and that's the first hug I've ever had in my life. Pretty powerful stuff. You don't know what people have been through in their lives. And I have sort of a similar story like that in my own family, where I have an aunt who's very dear to me, several aunts who are very dear to me, but this particular aunt I used to see pretty much every day when I worked in her town. I delivered her mail, so I pretty much saw her every day. And her birthday was coming, and it was something like her 77th or 78th birthday. And my son and I, at the time, were taking cake decorating classes. And every week we had to make and decorate a cake. And it was at the very beginning, I think it might have even been our first week of class, maybe the second week. So I thought, oh, well, let's make it a birthday cake for Aunt Angel. So we did. And we took the birthday cake down to her and presented her the cake, and she started to cry. And I said, Aunt Angel, why are you crying? And she said, because I've never had a birthday cake, dear. And that just astounded me, because birthday cakes are normal in my house. And it never occurred to me, because they always had birthday cakes for my cousins. And I had never thought that that would even be a possibility. So you never know what small thing you can do that has a great effect or impact or meaning to another individual. So this week, for astrologically, it's a really, really nice week, especially the next 4 days. We're coming into a time that is really going to focus on community in the next several weeks. But this weekend, there are going to be duality aspects going on where you may feel like you really want to stay in and just get under the covers. And then another part of you is really going to want to get out and have some fun. It may even turn into the feeling of wanting to stay in. You may feel that the world is against you, and that it brings you to a place of doubt and questioning. So try to get through that and really get out and have some fun this weekend, because Sagittarius is out there playing, and it would be a really good time to go out and have some fun. So remember, perseverance. If you keep feeling like you want to get under those covers or want to just sit on the couch in front of the TV, stop and say, oh, right, this weekend the planets are saying have some fun. So get out there. Get out in the community. You know, Venus really wants us to connect at this time with the feminine. And but at the same time, Neptune is saying you have to go for the best, the highest level, which is actually a feminine aspect. Although, men, masculine and the male energy often wants to be the best and win. So expect highs and lows over the weekend, but really try to hit those highs and get yourself out and about. But observe what is making you feel the highs and lows, and take that observation and that time observing to find out what really needs to be changed or altered in your life. Now is the time really to find the reason or the purpose that you are here. You know, we've all incarnated in this earth, on this earth and in this physical body, to feel the creative process of being here in this body, in this experience, on this earth. And we all need the different experiences. So ask yourself, when you are in a place of being, say, pissed off, take a breath and say, oh, yeah, this is where I can make a change. Those are the times to take note. And ask yourself, well, why am I having this feeling? And another good question to ask as well is this: there's only two emotions, fear and love. So if you are having emotions where you're feeling angry or raged or whatever, of course, naturally, that would come from a place of fear. So where can you change? Now is really the time to feel, imagine, get out in your community. This is a time to move and really make things happen. It's time to change your old story, What story have you been telling? I'm pretty sure I talked about this last week and the last couple of weeks. What is your story and what's the story that you've been telling? How much time have you already thrown away being stuck in that old story, repeating the same thing over and over again, something that you believe to be true? I'll use the example of losing my job, getting fired when I was, I think I was 18, and feeling horrible about that for 30 some years, that, oh my God, how could I have gotten fired? Well, as it turned out to be the best thing that could have happened to me. However, that being said, it took me almost 30 years to realize it. Duh, I could have had a V8. So what story have you been telling yourself? And how much time have you already thrown away? You are the only one who is in charge of yourself. No, you're not in charge of anyone else. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. You can't make choices for anyone else, though people's choices may impact you. But you have to remember, it's only you in charge of you. No one else is in charge of you. You're not in charge of anyone else. Now, with no one else being in charge of you, are you ready to take responsibility for you? Are you ready to be accountable and take responsibility for the choices that you make and have made in your lifetime? You know, there's a funny saying, it was in the movie Grumpier Old Men. And this goes along with that, where it's about wishing, and the time of wishing and praying is done. And the Jules Verne, I think was his name, the father in Grumpier Old Men, is sitting on the couch one day in front of the lake where they fished with his son. And they were having this conversation. And the father said to the son, well, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up faster. So what are you doing? Are you wishing your life away? Or are you taking some kind of action to see those wishes and come to fruition? You know, when you pray, you're asking for something. But intention in prayer is not enough. You have to go live it. When you take the action, that's where the universe recognizes that you're serious. You know, there are many people out there who are in situations where perhaps you've lost a job, your house could be in foreclosure, maybe you've had a car accident and don't have a car. There's lots of situations that people deal with over the period of a lifetime, and none of us are exclusive to that. You know, even the most wealthy people, many of them started off very poor. And even, you know, being wealthy doesn't insulate you from life being life and life happening. The thing to really remember is that you are not your condition. Choose to refine, improve, and enhance your life. If you can take the stories of your life, especially the sad stories, and turn those stories around, just turn those stories up on their head, how would that change your life? It's really a big question. And I encourage you to write about it if you are open to that, to journaling, and see what you come up with. And, you know, do it over a period of a couple of days and see what happens. Yeah, it's interesting. I always pick the topic of the week before I look at the astrology for the week. And this week's mantra from the Pele report, for the astrological report, is, I have opened the portal to my highest self, regaining access to my greatest wealth. I cut old cords and connect with new friends who are ready for the work we must do. How fantastic and perfect is that for the topic of the greatness is in you? It amazes me. Spirit is so fabulous. I absolutely love it. So another gem that I got today out of my visit with my friend Ellen Hell was Helen has this great rule that she lives by. And that is, when she walks into a room and somebody smiles at her, she talks to that person. If she walks into a room and no one smiles at her, she very possibly could turn around and walk right out. And isn't that marvelous? Because really, do you want to be in a room full of people who are unhappy or unfriendly or not happy to see you? Why would you subject yourself to that? So really ask yourself that question the next time you're in company of others. If you are in the company with people who don't like you or whom you don't particularly like, then why be there? It lowers everybody's vibration. Just a little something to think about. So let me just take a quick look at my notes. And while I'm doing that, I would like to let you guys know where you can find me when I am off of Blog Talk Radio. You can find my website at www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. I am also on Facebook, and my Facebook public page is, it's a long one, Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. All my action happens on my public page, I have to tell you guys. So if for some reason you have trouble finding my public page, you can find my private page, and that is CynthiaFontaine.142. But really everything happens on my public page. I'm really sort of quiet on my private page. So like my public page, that would be great. And you can follow me on Twitter, and that is Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. So the best way to reach me is to message me through my public Facebook page, the Intuitive Medium page. Because I get so many hundreds of emails a day, I often miss emails, especially if I don't have you on my contact list, because all my mail gets filtered into the junk box. So message me on Facebook. I am available for individual readings, coaching, and group readings as well. I am available by phone, Skype, or in person to my local northeast of the United States area. And I'm also available for parties. We've got Halloween coming up. If you'd like to have some fun with your friends, if you'd like to do a gallery reading you can please contact me, and I will be happy to give you the details and set that up for you. You can also find my line of all-natural body products online, and that's alchemyoftheearth.com, www.alchemyoftheearth.com. And I am now booking spa parties for the holiday season. So my calendar is starting to fill up between readings and spa parties. So if you're interested in hosting a spa party, then please contact me and I will get you in my calendar. I am working on an event with the Faxon Animal League, which is an animal rescue shelter in Massachusetts, who I did a fundraiser for 2 weeks ago that was very successful. And we are in the process of getting together a bigger fundraiser of up to 100 people. So I'll keep you guys posted on that because I would love to see some of you guys come on out and support the shelter and also have some fun with me of a night of intuitive readings and some mediumship. Okay, so that's enough of that. All right, so let's get back to the topic tonight of being the greatest you. Do you know that the greatness is in you? You know, most of us look outside for validation. Most of us aren't taught or trained to look within for validation. And, you know, we listen to those of us who are outside. Now, it's not always a bad thing. For example, if you are listening to my show, or if you happen to be listening to another great speaker or author such as Wayne Dyer or Carolyn Mace or Louise Hay, many of you probably are familiar with Louise Hay's work, or Esther Hicks, the Abraham work, and you find something that you feel is really brilliant in their work or something. Remember that the brilliance that you recognize in them is within you. That's how you are able to recognize the brilliance that you see in them, is because it is mirroring the brilliance of your own self. So really think about taking responsibility for your life. Stop blaming others. Look, if you're looking at your history too much, beating yourself up about it, change the way you think about it. You know, connect with the truth that you can choose right now in this moment to make a different choice. And when we have the ability to go back and review things that have happened in our life and put a different ending on them, because the mind believes anything that you tell it. And again, very often, just a shift in perspective can make the whole difference in the world. So let's, again, talk about being responsible and taking responsibility for yourself. Part of that includes forgiveness. Are you ready to forgive yourself for the things that you perhaps feel you have done that have been wrong, that you've made bad choices? Because ask yourself, and this is really something that my coach asked me a couple of weeks ago, was that, you know, I realized, and she realized, that I had been punishing myself for all these years over decisions that I had made, that as I looked at these decisions in a different way, it turned out that I wouldn't have changed them now, because it's brought me to the place where I am in my life. And so, but she asked me a couple of weeks ago if I could now forgive myself for those choices that I had made, because we had done this, some of this work a year ago. And at that time, I was not able to forgive myself. And what that really means is you're holding yourself in a prison of some sort. It took a whole year of working with my coach off and on, continuing to expand my knowledge in the holistic field, and working with people like you, interacting with individuals, doing group events and readings and so forth, to come to the point where I could finally say, yes, I take responsibility for my choices and I can forgive myself. What a huge relief. And not only, though, could I forgive myself, but I've been able to forgive others in my life whom I felt hurt me or made choices that I wish they could have made, that they had made different choices. And I have to remember, just like every one of you out there, the only person we're responsible for in this whole entire world is ourselves. Everybody, just take a moment. Take a nice deep breath. If your feet are on the floor, fantastic. If they're not and you'd like to put them on the floor, this would be a good time. Uncross your hands and legs if they're crossed, and just take a few nice deep belly breaths in. Just allow the breath in and feel the relaxation coming awash over your body as you're sitting or lying down. Feel your body to be pure and clean. Allow the water to wash away any feelings of negativity, stuckness that you've had, that you've been holding on or carrying for all these years. Another nice deep breath in. Just nice to ground yourself once in a while by doing a couple of nice deep breathing exercises in. And if you have a meditation practice, that's fabulous. If you don't, it's never too late to start. So we only have, about 10 minutes left here. And there's still a couple of more points I'd like to go over. And one of the things is about the light, the hand that you're dealt in life. I'm not sure, or I don't believe so much in coincidences. I believe more in synchronicities. And I do believe that we choose and place some of the things in our chart or in our path that we are coming here to learn or to overcome. But I don't think everything is in our path. I think things are changeable. And sometimes life sends you a blow that can seem pretty big or catastrophic. I invite you to take a look at that if you're going through something now, whether it be a separation or a divorce or a loss of job, income, a house. It would be maybe difficult to look at it when you're in the situation currently, but I encourage you to try to take a look at it, even if you're in a current situation of what I call a life blow. And if not, take a look back onto that period of time and ask, was this the very thing that I needed to have my greatest comeback ever? Who thinks of this stuff? So think about yourself as being a famous football player, and you've had an ankle injury that was supposed to put you out for your whole career. And miraculously, some brilliant doctor is able to fix your ankle, and next season you're able to come back and play the game. And you go all the way to the Super Bowl. Well, a year ago, you thought your career was over, and now you're winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, for those of you who can't relate to football, maybe you can relate to the movies. How many movie stars have we seen, or musicians, for example, who have said, oh, this is my last tour, I'm retiring, or, you know, we don't see them in the movies for quite a number of years, and then all of a sudden they pop up and they're even better than they were 10 years ago. It's really, you know, really amazing. My son has been a Cher fan, my youngest son, for years and years, and has always wanted to see Cher. And we were unable to see her at her farewell tour. And I thought, oh, he's never going to be able to see her now. You know, she's not going to tour anymore. And then all of a sudden this year she announces she's going on a tour, the Dress to Kill tour. Well, what a surprise. And here she is making a comeback again with a new album. And we were fortunate enough to, he got tickets, so he is going to go next April to the concert. So here she is making this great comeback. And, you know, I don't know if she had a setback or if she just felt it was time for her to stop touring or whatever. But she gave herself a window of opportunity to take a step back. And now here she comes back, returning with this great comeback tour. So we can make the choice of viewing these things that are put in our lives as stumbling blocks, and we can stumble over them and try to stumble around them and sort of flubber around and not get anywhere. Or we can turn them into stepping stones. Can you feel the energy shift just in that very saying of, oh, they're stumbling blocks, now they're stepping stones? What a real difference, and how empowering is that? You need to remember and to know that what you are the only one that you're in control of, and what or who you can't control, you have no control over. Have an attitude of gratitude. It'll just bring you so much more in your life. And it doesn't have to be tangible or physical things in your life, but it'll certainly bring you more happiness in your life, because you'll feel better feeling more grateful and gratitude. So you can look at the stumbling blocks or the setbacks in your life as medicine or poison. And you choose. So are you going to choose to be the medicine and allow those stumbling blocks, or what we consider blows or setbacks, to be the medicine in our lives and the healing point? Or are you going to choose for those to be the poison, or for your attitude to be the poison in your life? The truth is, you are in control. You are in the driver's seat. No one else, only you. You are driving your vehicle. So do you want to drive it down a beautiful country road? Perhaps you want to drive it in the Swiss Alps or on the Autobahn. Maybe you'd like to drive it through the Grand Canyon, which I think is closed right now because of the economic shutdown here in the States, but a little political kind of humor there. Or do you want to drive it off a cliff? It's your choice. Maybe you want to go to the speedway and do the, what do they call that? Crash the bumper car thing. Maybe that's how you want to drive your car. But you are in control of where your car goes, how you want to drive it, who you want to connect with, what you want it, how you want your thinking to be. You're in control of having an attitude of gratitude or having a thought process of poison and negativity. Connect with the choice and the truth that you are the one who chooses right here, right now, and at any time, any moment, any day, week, or year, you are free to make a new and different choice. So what are your choices? Are you willing now to take responsibility fully for your life? Are you ready and willing
90.
To forgive yourself and others around you? Are you ready to be empowered and to be empowering? Are you ready to be the medicine in your life? I'm going to leave you with those thoughts tonight. And thank you so much again for taking the time to out of your busy day to listen to transforming your life. The greatness is in you. The greatness is in you. And I love to connect with each and every one of you. So friend me on Facebook or like my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. And again, if you would like to book a reading with me, a private phone reading, or Skype, please contact me, and you can actually book a reading right through my website. And again, that website is www.cynthiafontaine.com. So remember, look for the lessons in your life this week, and I will see you guys next week. Love you guys all. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
How would I treat myself if I thought I was sacred? How would I love myself if nothing was wrong? I'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glory.